Now, WBTM's Health Beat with Katherine Davis.
Epilepsy is not a rare disease, but one form called Dravet syndrome is not only rare, but extremely debilitating. Marianne Meskis, executive director of the Dravet Syndrome Foundation, explains.
Our patients usually have their first seizure before the age of one. The seizure is quite often prolonged and can go on for an hour or more. Patients suffer from progressively worsening seizures, frequent hospitalizations, and significant cognitive and developmental delays over time. Our population also has an increased risk of death.
Marianne's own son is a victim of Dravet syndrome.
At the age of 20, developmentally, he functions at about the level of a 4 to 5 year old. And this is very common with our patient population. The majority will never live independently, hold a job, go to college, or have their own family.
To learn more, visit DraveFoundation.org. That's DRAVET Foundation.org. To replay this or other health beats, go to WBTMDanville.com and click on air. For WBTM's Health Beat, I'm Katherine Davis.